Joining us now by phone, Larry Weber, to give us the latest on what's happening outdoors. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. You hear me okay?
I hear you fine. Thanks.
Okay, terrific. Well, welcome to July 6th. With the weather we've been having a couple days in a row of mid to upper 80 degrees, it may seem like a bit of a surprise to the listeners that we are at the time of aphelion. Aphelion happened actually yesterday. Aphelion is the time in which on our annual trip around the sun that we are farthest away from the sun. 6 months ago at perihelion was the time when we were closest. Now, that sounds a little weird because it's associated with the hotter time here and the colder time at that time, but it has to do with how direct the sun rays are hitting us. The sun rays are hitting us more direct this time than they were back in January. So, yes, it is another milestone in our annual trip around the sun. Mm-hmm. Our orbit is not a perfect circle, and so there are times further away and closer. Since we last spoke, the wonderful month of June has come to an end, and yes, it was above normal in temperature, first time in 6 months, or since January, and also above normal in precipitation, which has been every month of the year. But July, this first week, has been quite dry. And I would like to see some rain forecasted for thunder showers possible in the next couple days, but we'll see what actually happens. July has a number of things that go on, but I think we associated it most with heat. And if there is precipitation, it's usually in the form of thunder showers or thunderstorms. Sometimes we get intense storms, and they are spotty. I mean, we could get a tremendous storm here, and you might get nothing there, and vice versa. Anyway, it remains to be seen, but it's a very interesting month. They have already started to get shorter since the solstice that we had 2 weeks ago. And I've been noticing it in the world of the birds singing. There are still plenty of birds singing, but they're just not as much nor in the intensity as there was in June. During my walk this morning, I must have heard more than a dozen, maybe even two dozen kinds of birds singing, but some of them only singing once, nothing like they were doing back a month ago. This is the time of fledglings. Sometimes the sounds we hear from birds at this time of year are not those of song, but those are little chipping sounds that we hear from the babies. The fledglings are leaving the nest, they're growing up, but they're still dependent on the parents, and a lot of times they follow around, a lot of times they sit up in the branches and they just make a chipping noises to get fed from the parents. So we'll be seeing that now as we go through these days of July. In addition to that, July is also insect time. This, of course, is obvious to those of us who get outdoors because we notice that we're not alone outdoors. There's plenty of mosquitoes. There's deer flies have moved in recently, and I've even seen some horse flies. However, that's not the ones I like to talk about. I like to talk about the dragonflies and butterflies. They are just terrific right now. We had to wait quite a long time to get our butterfly population showing up this year, but they are really good right now. I see plenty of them every single day. I've been watching white admiral in the last 2 days. Now, that's kind of interesting. A white admiral is a butterfly that's mostly black, except it has white stripes on its wings. It is quite a beautiful butterfly. When it closes its wings, you can see a reddish colors on the underside. Anyway, hanging around the driveway sounds kind of weird. I mean, here we are. We have plenty of flowers around, and they may take nectar. But butterflies do something else. A lot of times people are surprised to hear this, but they'll frequently land right on gravel or sandy patches, and they pick up minerals with their tongue. If there is moisture around, that's even better. But if there's no moisture, they can still find plenty of it, and that's what this one has been doing. As I said, there's plenty of other butterflies. We are now having types of butterflies, some brown butterflies that show up in the woods. But most of the butterflies you're going to see out in the open. We're getting plenty of wildflowers right now. Driving around any of the area roads, you see lots of yellow and orange from the hawkweeds, white from daisies. Also yellow from tall buttercups, and there's white yarrows, there's purple clovers and vetches, and sweet clovers are both yellow and white. A birdsfoot trefoil is yellow, so the list goes on and on and on. There's also wildflowers growing in the wetlands, and I've been watching a couple of swamps and ponds near my house. At the swamp along the edges, the irises are still in bloom. Like everything else this year, they're late. Usually they're done by the end of June, but it looks like they're going to linger maybe another week. And out in the water, there is the yellow pond lilies. Now, they have a pretty long blooming season. I started seeing them several weeks ago already, and they're still in bloom, just doing wonderful. And then yesterday, I saw the first of the white water lilies. And we go through a period of time now where we're going to have both of them blooming, which is really a neat thing to see out on the water. And then I went by a boggish, swampy area one day this week, and I saw the pitcher plants in bloom. Pitcher plant is an interesting plant. It gets named because the leaves are shaped like a little container of water, a pitcher. It has tall flowers that are huge, as big as the palm of your hand, and they are purple when they're in bloom. They attract the attention of insects. Insects come, and then insects get lured into those leaves, and in the water of the leaves, there's some strong acids, strong enzymes, and that's able to catch and then digest the insect. They are an insect-eating plant, and as I've always told my students, we call it a pitcher plant, but it's actually a catcher. In addition to that, we are having some more fungus showing up in the woods. I was out on a walk this week, and I saw coral fungus, really a beautiful little fungus. It's shaped a lot like a little bush or a little shrub, little tree. Somebody thought, apparently, that it looked like the coral you would see in the ocean, and so that's why it's called that. But it was growing out on the log. Other mushrooms. As we go into July, we are in the beginning of the mushroom season, and with some rain, I expect we'll see more. The other season that goes on in July is that of the berries. Now, I've been following along many plants that have been in bloom. We've had plenty of strawberry blooming. We had plenty of blueberry blooming back in earlier in June. And now we're starting to see the berries show up. Now, none of the berries are ripe yet, but I was on a bike ride one day this week, and I saw berries of elderberry and juneberry, pin cherry, choke cherry, blueberry, plum. I saw all these along the side, and none of them were ripe. It sure indicated that we may be in for some pretty good berries. Now, a lot of that is highly dependent on what the weather is going to be. So we'll see as we move now through this wonderful month of July what's going to happen. Yes, it's going to be a little bit warm, but we can cope with it, I think. Mm-hmm. And have a beautiful weekend, and thank you for calling.
Thanks, Larry. Bye-bye. Larry Weber is a retired science teacher who taught students from 7th grade to graduate school. He was twice named Science Teacher of the Year. He lives with his wife on an old farm in Carleton County where he watches, photographs, and writes about critters. Larry joins us every Saturday at 9:30 on North Shore Weekend.